Song number 25.
Oh, oh, I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest touch and frozen to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and though my idols stolen from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempt me sore, I shall safely reach the goal. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me.
It is a privilege and a delight to be with you here this morning and to offer music to the praise and glory of God. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. And we want to do that this morning. We have a number of songs that we have to sing, and they're not tied together by any particular theme, but just songs offered in praise and glory to God. Give to our God immortal praise.
Give to our God immortal praise. Mercy and truth are all his ways. Wonders of grace to God belong. Mercies in your song. He built the earth, he spread the skies, and fixed the starry lights on high. Wonders of grace to God belong. Repeat his mercy.
The Psalms have been known as the hymn book of God's people for millennia. And the Psalms teach us to pray. Someone has called the Psalms the womb of church music. In the Psalms, we're taught to tell God things that he told us about himself. God, you are full of compassion. You're like a father. You have pity on people. You forgive people. You save. You deliver. God, that's who you are. And so we're taught to pray. And in the Psalms, we find words for our prayers. And these Psalms also surprise us in that we tell God who he is, and then because of who he is, we say, God, why am I experiencing this if you are who you are and you say, who you say you are? God, what's going on? And the Psalms help us to pray those prayers as well. Out of the depths of woe, to thee, O Lord, I cry.
Out of the depths of woe, I know that thou art ever nigh.
Psalm 32 has a wonderful little meditation and reflection on the beauty of being forgiven. I don't know if you ever thought about it, that you can't change anything that you've ever done. Some of the things that we've done bring us incredible shame. We would love dearly to erase that off the record, everyone's memory, but we can't. And so we come to God and we say, if he is who he says he is, at least if, you know, as we imagine him as the creator, the sovereign Lord of the universe, we understand that having transgressed, we have no regress. We have nowhere to go, except that he tells us that he loves to forgive. But to accept forgiveness is to understand that things are not held against me. I remember when I was in the first grade, my dad was the school principal, and I would, I was there after school with my dad, and of course the office had this little cupboard that was full of really nice new pencils and notebooks, and I thought they were the most beautiful things. And one night, as my father was busily studying at his desk, I walked around behind the desk, and I lovingly gazed at these new notebooks and took one. And watching my dad walked right out of the office, and he never saw what was going on. And, I carried that for what seemed like the next couple decades, but it was only 4 or 5 years. And finally, after we'd moved away from the community, when I was 6th or 7th grade, I apologized to my uncle, who was on the school board at that school at that time. We were at a family gathering, and I remember the relief, the joy of being forgiven. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Righteous shall for joy, O ye that
If you cannot sing like angels,
if you cannot preach like Paul,
you can't tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all. There is a ball.
Answer me when I call to you, oh, answer me. Answer me when I call to you, oh, answer me. Be merciful, O Lord, to me. Be merciful, O Lord, to me. Answer me when I call to you, oh, answer me. Answer me when I call to you, oh, answer me. Answer me when I call to you, oh, answer me. Be merciful when I call to you, oh, answer me. Be merciful when I call to you, oh, answer me. Be merciful, oh Lord, to me.
Get ready to lift the general fund offering, and you can turn to number 531 in your church hymnal. Sorry, I have the wrong number there. I'll find it here for you in just a bit. 532, I was one off. 532. We'll be singing two numbers, so we'll sing one sitting while we take the offering and give you a chance to stand and stretch on the next one. Lord, I hear of showers of blessings. I trust we've been experiencing that this morning. While we were singing some of those songs yesterday, I didn't know if I could sing them without crying, and been having some difficulty. But it's been a great blessing. Even me. Lord, I hear of showers of blessing. Thou art drink full and free. Showers of thirsty land refreshing. Some drops left on me.
Speak the word of power to me. Love of God so pure and changeless, Christ so rich and free, grace of God so strong and boundless, man,
if you'd like to stand, those of you that want to, if it doesn't work, well, that's fine. Find a number here. Song number 94 in the Christian hymnal. Number 94. The expression, "Oh, come all ye faithful." That's what I feel like this morning, to see this great group of people here. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful, and triumphant, let us adore him.
Oh, oh, come, oh, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh, come, ye, oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, for God
just a word about the weekend here. We're about 56 or 7 men who got together Friday morning about 10 o'clock and rehearsed all day Friday and all day yesterday. And, of course, each of the men had the music for about 2 months, I think, before today, and worked on things on their own. And we worked out some communications where we could remind each other, and everybody could see how much everybody had worked. So we all had some mutual motivation to learn the music ahead of time, and just had a really rewarding time Friday and Saturday singing this music. It's just a delight. I'm a little bit far from home, and so it's just a delight to come and meet a bunch of guys that I didn't know before, and just to see a lot of good things, and to know there's a lot of people who love God and are serving Him faithfully in many places. And so in many ways, our music and our singing together here today celebrate that reality, and it's been a tremendous encouragement to each of us just to experience that. The second part of our program is, again, a collection of songs. The first one, perhaps a fairly familiar song by now, but written by a man who had spent some time in Croatia in the 90s during the Civil War there, and seeing the fact, again, that this is always true. In war, children are the losers. And so he saw the children and wrote this, and simply sort of an anguished cry asking, can you hear? Doesn't anybody hear the prayer of the children? And this is a prayer that's a tremendous call for us to stop and think about what this means. And of course, if you know, if you've ever done anything, that this prayer is not easily answered. If you set out to begin to address this need, you will sacrifice and see the tremendous depth of the need. So that's a call. We respond to that by calling ourselves and everyone to rise up, have done with lesser things, and give heart, soul, mind, strength to serve the King of Kings. And then several Christmas songs that, again, Christmas has inspired so much beautiful music, and we share just a couple of those. Just point out the second one, especially Shepherd's Hurry. Was composed by a music teacher from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, also a pastor, and was reflecting on what it must have been like to be the shepherds and to see the angels and to have that incredible experience, and then to go back to your sheep and back to your everyday tasks. How do you do that after you've seen the angels, after you've heard the angels? What does it mean to live every day? And then followed by songs about heaven.
Can you hear the prayer of the children on bended knees in the shadow? Reaching hands with nothing to hold on to, but hope for a better day, a better day. Crying, Jesus, help me to feel the love again in my own land. But if unknown roads lead away from home, give me loving arms way from harm. Ooh, 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 la da da dum, la da 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 dum. Of the children softly pleading for silence in their shattered world. Angry gods preach a gospel full of hate, blood of the innocent. Jesus, help me to feel the sun again upon my face. For when darkness clears, I know you're near, bringing peace up, O men of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God. Church for you doth wait, her strength unequal to her task. Rise up and make her great. Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod. As brothers, brothers of the Son of Man, up, O men of God. tiny little baby, cradled in a manger, did the Father send you from heaven above? Tiny little baby, cradled in a manger, send you to bring us love. Look at what they gave you.
Look at what they gave you.
A manger for a cradle.
A manger for a cradle.
For your royal palace.
For your royal palace.
A cattle stall.
A cattle stall.
Tiny little baby. Sister, neighbors, all,
What a host of angels, what a night of glory, God has made known to us this great wonder. Back to our sheepfold, back to our pasture, back to our sheep that we have left behind. But in our hearts we carry the glory. We've seen the baby Savior of mankind.
Paul said in one of his epistles that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And one of the striking things about that passage is that heaven doesn't sound very far away. I think I always thought that maybe heaven was like way up there somewhere, but perhaps it's not that far. And then we read in Revelation that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. I always liked that because I never could quite understand the version of heaven that had us all dressed in white, floating on puffy white clouds and playing harps. And as much as I enjoy music, I thought there had to be something more significant to do, or at least more diverse. And we don't know a great deal. God knows, and he's good, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore, and so we know that we trust that to him. But Job, as well as many other saints, have said things like Job said, "In my flesh I shall see God." And so we get new bodies. And judging by the bodies we have this time, I think God must have something in mind for those bodies. And so as we sing about heaven, I hope that we can remember that what we're really longing for is a place of peace, joy, holiness, fullness, wholesomeness, all those things. And it certainly won't be boring, but it will be a place that we will find freedom from sin, evil, pain, and heartache, and find complete healing for the things that we have experienced in this life that are not those things. So, rejoice with us, anticipate with us as we sing about that time.
Oh, the land I am bound for, sweet Canaan's happy land, I am bound for, sweet Canaan's happy land. I am bound for sweet Canaan's happy land. Pray, give me your right hand. Oh, my brother, did you come for to help me? Oh, my brother, did you come for to help me? Oh, my brother, did you come for to help me? Pray, give me your right hand. Canaan's happy land, I am bound for sweet Canaan's happy land. I am bound for sweet Canaan's happy land. Pray, give me your right hand. Oh, my sister, did you come for to help me? Oh, my sister, did you come for to help me? Oh, my sister, did you come for to help me? Pray, give me your right hand. Oh, the land I am bound. I am bound for Canaan's happy land. I am bound. I am bound for Canaan's happy land. I am bound. I am bound for Canaan's happy land. Pray, give me your right hand. Oh, the land I am bound. I am bound for Canaan's happy land. I am bound. I am bound for Canaan's happy land. I am bound. I am bound for Canaan's happy land. Pray, give me your right hand. Brother, let me shake your hand. Shake your hand. Reverend, give us your right hand.
Thank you to all of you for coming, and those of you that hosted us and fed us, we are very grateful. And we close with a prayer and perhaps a statement of faith and assurance that we shall walk through the valley in peace when Jesus is our leader. Turn it back to the moderator after this song.
We shall
Choose two words from what Francie would say, oh, wow. You know, I came with very high expectations, and the program has exceeded that. It's just super to be here. It's just been great. Yes, it's just overwhelming. It's great, great to be here. And I trust that for all of us, it's been a time of inspiration. And and revival of our common goal and our joy of serving the Lord. I had to think of the one story in the Old Testament where it says that God had the prophet Elijah was going to, he had given him a responsibility and something to do. Anyhow, he said, the journey is too great for you. And he gave him that meat to eat. And it says he went on the strength of that for 40 days. You know, I don't know what lies ahead for us here, but I hope that, but I feel like I can go on the strength for 40 days at least. So anyhow, it's just been great. Appreciate the sacrifice of praise that was given. And I know that sacrifice is something that it costs something. And there's been a lot invested in our time here this morning. So appreciate that.